Boker Tov, today's daf in Shavua Tov. Today's daf is daf Nun Gimel. We start from five lines from the bottom of Nun Beis and Beis. Gufa, understand this. Let's concentrate very well on these few lines because this is the basis of the whole daf. Gufa, Amar Chizkiah. Chizkiah said a memra. He said a teaching, right? The following. He taught the following halacha. Ma'aser sheni she'en bo sheva puta. We're going to see. What is Ma'aser Sheni? Ma'aser Sheni is, we know in the first, second, fourth, and fifth years, not only do you give Ma'aser Rishon, but you give Ma'aser Sheni. And what do you do Ma'aser Sheni? Ma'aser Rishon goes to the Levi. Ma'aser Sheni, take up to Yerushalayim and eat it. If you can't take it there so long, where you're coming from, Haifa, Tel Aviv, whatever, you're coming from outside of Yerushalayim, you can redeem it for money. You bring the money up to Yerushalayim, and in Yerushalayim, you buy food with it and eat it. Or you leave it for other people to buy food and then anybody could eat it, but you have to redeem it outside of Yerushalayim. You can't redeem it in Yerushalayim. You can't, once the food is there, you can't redeem it. You have to redeem it outside of Yerushalayim in a basic case. Now, let's say though, in order to redeem it, you have to have at least a sheva putas worth, a penny's worth, let's call that. If it's less than a penny's worth of food, that's all you grew. You had a real bad crop this year, and you can't redeem it. Based on a pasuk, we'll see the pasuk later, you're not redeeming it. So what do you do? What do you do if you have less than a sheva puta? What do you do with it? So if it's tahor, you could bring it up to Yerushalayim and eat it, right? No problem. Just bring it to Yerushalayim, eat it there. But this is Ma'aser Sheni she'en bo sheva puta. You could do this. Omer hu v'chumsho. Now, when you redeem your own, you have to add 25%. Remember, we had a discussion. Chumash means a fifth, but we'll see. La'aloch, it's the 25%. So you add 25%. You add a chumash. Okay? You have to add it and its chumash. Earlier money. Let's say I gave, what happened was I had a big crop, loaded up a truck, and I said, okay, this whole truck's worth is redeemed for a seller, a large amount of money. Okay. Then I found, oh, there was another small growth over there, another apple or whatever it was, a small thing. And that wasn't worth a sheva puta. So what I could do is I could say that's included in the first one. Now, the first one was already redeemed, but the reason is because when you redeem stuff, you always add on a little bit. You don't want to undervalue it and give too little money. So you give a larger amount, you went a little bit over. The first time when you redeemed the truck's worth, you gave a, you did it, let's say, for $100 coin or whatever it was, you did it for a large amount. And there's enough extra in there that if you had another less than a sheva pruta's worth of fruit later on or grain, whatever it was, grain is the rice, according to everybody, that you give Maaser on. So fruits are drop on them. So because you had a little extra there, you can redeem it on stuff that you already had a coin on that you've already redeemed. That's what Chizkiah says. Again, Gufa, Omer Chizkiah, Ma'aser Sheni she'en bo sheva puta. You could say Omer hu v'chumsho, it and its fifth that I add on. I add a fifth onto that chomesh. Mechulo should be redeemed. Should be redeemed. Almost we've shown us on the first money that I gave. Because again, in the first case, when I gave the truckloads worth of produce and I redeemed that for money, I wouldn't be exact. I always give a little bit extra because I don't want to undervalue it. So there's enough extra in there. That's what Chizkiah said. Okay, I have a little bit extra now, and for whatever reason, I can't take it up to Yerushalayim. If I could take Yerushalayim, so eat a little bit extra there, the extra grain, take it up Yerushalayim. For Israel, you can't take it. So we're going to discuss that now, this issue. Meisri Rakasha on Chizkiah. Hatrumah will become true and bikurim, which go to the Kohen. Chayav la Misa. If a Kohen eats it in a state of Tumah on purpose, he's Chayav Misa for that. Or if a Zar ate it, Beshoge, he's Chayav, not Beshoge, but if he did it on purpose, he's Chayav Misa. Zar or Kohen, either a Zar or a Kohen, Tamei Rashi says, who ate it, Mezid, if he's Tamei, he can't eat that stuff, and he's Chayav Misa, Misa Beshemayim. And a chomesh, the extra 25%. If a czar ate it b'shogeg, he adds on 25% when he makes it up. Misa b'chomesh. Basum a czar cannot eat. A czar, a non-kohen, cannot eat that stuff. V'hei kohen, they belong to the kohen. Meaning, if you give truma to the kohen, he can make kaddish with it. It's his money. It's not like mishulchan gavoa that he's eating mishulchan gavoa from God's table, but rather he can actually be mekaddish with it. That's the rule of truma, and bikurim is a kind of truma. But olam be'echameya, here's the point. If they get mixed up with something else, right? Minat Torah, we know, we discussed this a million times, that Minat Torah, everything is batal barov. 2 to 1, that's all you need, right? If there's a majority, 50 to 49, you're batal. But the rabbis were mitakan other halachas. And when it comes to truma, they said it's got to be 1 in 100. You've got, if it got mixed up, let's say with chulin, you have to mix it up 1 in 100. Butuna rechitzas yadayim. And because truma can be tamei in the third degree, and hands normally are tamei considered in the second degree because the yadayim askani osein, you should wash your hands whenever you eat truma. You have to wash your hands so that your hands will not be mitami the truma. The Harav Shemesh, if a kohen was tamei in order to eat truma, not only does he go to the mikvah, but he has to wait for shkia. Harei Elu would be, all these rules apply to truma, ubikurim, which is a kind of truma. When it comes to ma'aser sheni, these things don't apply. Meaning, anybody can eat it. It's not also lazarim. That's the main thing over here. It's no chiddush that truma is also lazarim. The chiddush is that ma'aser is not also lazarim. And Beinech Sekoin. Now we're going with the Shita. What about Maiser Sheni? Isn't that belong to you? Well, some say, no, that Maiser Sheni, you're eating from God's table. You can't make Kaddish Nisha with it. It's a machlokus about that. But this is going with that Shita. Rashi explains, like Rameir rules, that Maiser is Mamon Gaboa, and you can't make Kaddish Nisha with it, as opposed to Truma. So even though Truma is much more former, only a Kohen could eat it, and you're Chayav Misa if you ate it, but Mezit, etc. If you're not a Kohen, it's more chumer that still belongs to the Kohen, whereas Maiser Sheni doesn't necessarily belong to you, according to Rav Meir. Now, my Masha Ein came by Maiser. What do we mean it doesn't, that these things don't apply to Maiser? Lab Machal to Maiser Batal Baruba. In other words, not only those other things apply to Truma as opposed to Maiser, when we say that Truma, in order for it to be nullified, to be neutralized, if it got mixed up with something else. In other words, if I have some grain of Truma, right? I have Truma over here. And I can't eat it because I'm not a Kohen. None of us here are Kohanim, right? We got a Levi, but none of us are Kohanim. We can't eat Truma. Let's say it got mixed up with some Chulin, but it's only 50 or 60 parts Chulin to the one part. It's not nullified. It's got to be 100 parts to one. That's when it comes to Truma. Mashikain ben Meiser. Meiser, you don't need that. A simple majority does it. Mechlal de Meiser, Batal Barov. Okay, Baruba. All you need is a row. Ah, ve misa de Chizkia. Wait a minute. When you say it's Batal over here, if you hold the Chizkiah's rule, here's the problem. And again, Minat Torah, everything is batal barov. But the rabbi said certain things are not batal. Certain things are like Truma, you need 1 in 100. Kalayim, 1 in 200. Certain things, Davash Beminyan, things that can be counted, is never batal. Different, never batal. Another thing is never batal is something which is going to be mutter tomorrow. Let's say an egg was laid that on Yontif. You can't eat it's mukta, was laid on Yontif. Well, tomorrow it'll be, it's mukta today, it'll be mukta tomorrow. So if that egg got mixed up with 1,000 other good eggs, you can't eat any of them. Isn't it batal barov? It's batal barov. No, because if you wait till tomorrow, it'll be mutter tomorrow. Anything which is of sheishal matir is going to be mutter later on is batal. Hold of sheishal matir. And after elif batal, even in 1,000, meaning even in 1,000,000, it's not batal, it's never nullified. Oh, so if that's the case over here, what is our case? We're talking about a case where you had Meiser Sheni, which got mixed up with something else, right? Well, here it's not, it's this double station material. Why? Because you could take it up to Yerushalayim and eat it there. It's a double station material. And Rashi says over here, take a look at Rashi a little bit further down in the Dafid, but it's on the Olam Vechameya. Over here we must be speaking about, what do you mean over here this meiser is batal barov? What is batal barov? It must be meiser that doesn't have any other solution. Lo, you can't be poted for lo shalayim kamar, because if you can bring it up to shalayim, so there's your solution, right? Or why don't you be poted? You can't. Why? The E is slate takanti. If there's a way to fix it, I'm rabban davreshesh matir. No bottle is never bottle. So why over here? Why over here? Why does this meiser bottle barov? What do you mean meiser barov? Take it up to shalayim. We take it to shalayim. Well, you can't take it to shalayim. Eat it. You know why? Because it's tamei. Can't eat it. Meiser shani can tell me you can't eat it. So that's why. It's why you can't take it. That doesn't have a solution there. Okay. So why don't you be poted? The answer, you poted because it's less than a shavu pruta. Remember, we said before that if it's less than a shavu pruta, you can't be poted. So Chizkiah though had a solution. When it was less than a shavu pruta, be poted on earlier stuff that you gave. So why don't we say that here? That's the point over here. This is the kasha on Chizkiah back in the Gemara, right? If Chizkiah's rules hold over here, in other words, what's this case where we say the meiser is batal barov? So it's batal in something else which is not meiser, regular chulin. Let's say it's batal barov. Why is it batal barov? If you hold of Chizkiyahs, there's a way around it. Normally, you'd say, why is it batal in general? Forget about Chizkiyah for a moment. Why isn't it, why don't you just take it? You can't take it, it's tameh. You can't be potent because it's less than a sheva pruta. Otherwise, why would you talk about being mavatalit in Merov? There's nothing, you don't have to be batal in Merov. Either take it to Shalim, can't take it to Shalim, it's tameh. Why don't you be potent? Because it's too little to be poda. Oh, so there, you don't have that solution. But Chizki has another solution. Be poda and stuff that you gave yesterday, where you gave a little bit extra money. Like today, if you have, today, we have a coin that we set aside for Meister Shani, right? When fruits grow in your garden, whatever, and you're poda on that. There's enough money in there to include everything. So the same thing, be poda on that. We might the Shani, wait a minute. You just said that, okay, Truma's bottle in 100, Mashenki be Meiser, Meiser bottle Baro. Maybe that's not what it means. We might the Masha ain't came be Meiser, the bottle Baro, but means that Meiser doesn't need 100, it's bottle Baro. Dumala bottle Klau, maybe with Meiser, it's never bottle. Maybe that's the rule. Then it says, Mashenki be Meiser means Meiser can never be bottle. It's all Mustard. You can't say that. You can't say that. The Gabi Truma Chumri de Truma Ktani, because we're talking about the stringencies. What's the stringencies? That you chayiv misa if you ate it, if a kohen ate it in the state of Tumah, or if bemezid, or if a zar ate it bemezid. We're talking about chumras over here. It's also lazarim. These are chumras we're talking about. So we're not kind of talking about kulas. You can't say that because we're talking about chumras that Truma has over Meiser. So Meiser has to, and what are you going to say that Truma is 1 in 100, Meiser is never bottled? That means that. Meiser has a chumrah. The Gabi Truma chumrah the Kumitani. Cool the Truma. Look, we're not talking about this, the leniencies of Truma. We're talking about the chumras of Truma. So it's mashma that Meiser is more cool day. I have a katani, but there is a kula of Truma here also. It says Vahe Nichsa Kohen. Kohen could get married with it. Truma belongs to Kohen. He can marry Nisha with it. So that's a kula. So it's not necessarily that Truma that Truma's only chumras over Meiser and Meiser are kulas. Here's a chumrah that Meiser has over Truma. The Truma, you can marry Nisha with it. And Meiser, you cannot. So that it's you can't prove it from there. But still, he says Lo Salkadat. You can't say that Meiser is never bottled. That Meiser is never the tiny baby. We learn the famous Meiser Sheni bottle baro. We have a Friar Price which says Meiser Sheni is bottle baro. Now again, why is Meiser Sheni bottle? We understand it's bottle baro. It's more cool dick than it's not like truma. It's like any other meat. Basar b'chol bottle baro minatora, right? Fine, we need one batal b'shishim, that's because of no St. Tom, etc. But basically, Minotaur is batal barov. Okay, so Maschen is batal barov. So why is a batal barov? It's a double sheshal matirin. It's a double sheshal. And the rabbi said if a double sheshal matirin is even in 1,000 parts, it's not batal, because wait till it's batal. What's the head to? You could take it to Yerushalayim, or you could be potent. So why over here? Aren't those good solutions? Of Eza Meiser Sheni Amru, which Meiser Sheni are we talking about that it's Batal Barov, but Meiser Sheni Basheva Pruta? You can't be Poda because it doesn't have a Sheva Pruta. Or Vishenichsu Shalim Yotza, a little bit of a different case. It went into Shalim, you took the Meiser Sheni already into see, you can only be Poda outside of Shalim in Haifa before you brought it to Shalim. Once in Shalim, you can't be Poda. So let's say you took it in Shalim, Vyotza, and it went out. And you took it out of your shalim. We'll talk about that case. Yeah. Apparently, it's a separate case. Either Meiser Sheni Shein Bashav Bruta or Shenifsu Shalim B'yatsa. Well, one of the answers the Gemara is going to be is that it's all one big case. But at this point, we're assuming it's two separate cases. Either it's Meiser Sheni Bashav Bruta. Oh, okay, so what are we saying over here? It's Meiser Sheni. It's the reason he has Batal Barov, if it got mixed up with other stuff, is why is it Batal? Isn't it a double sheshal material? No, as we said. It's Tomei, and it's less than a Shavapruta. If Chizkiyah's rule is true, that if you have less than a Shavapruta, Meiser Sheni, which you can't be put on its own, you can be put on previous coins, do Chizkiyah, be put on the earlier coins that you gave yesterday. So why don't you say that? Why do you say it's Batal Barov? The answer is the Lo Parak. You don't have an earlier coin. You had a very small crop. You didn't have a truckload yesterday. All you had is one seed grew. That's all you got. You got a couple of seeds that aren't worth a sheva pruta. So when I say Meiser, the islays, okay, you weren't part of, maybe you have a lot. Maybe you have a lot, but you haven't been poted yet. We're talking about over here, you only have this little bit right now to be, and you can't be poted, and it's tameh. So when I say Meiser, the islays, so bring other Meiser. So, okay, bring other crops from the safra and be mitzarfet. The answer is the rice of Rabbanim. You can't mix up a rice of Rabbanim. What do you mean? If I have other grains, you chayiv to give Meiser. If I have grain over here, Meiser Sheni, they got mixed up with Chulin, by getting mixed up with Chulin, the chayiv over there is only Rabbanim. Why? Because Minat Torah, right? Why Minat Torah is batal barov. So if I have some Maaser Sheni over here that got mixed up with Chulin, right? There's more, there's a, let's say three parts Chulin to two parts Maaser Sheni. Okay, it's all considered Chulin, it's batal barov. So it's not Chayv and Maaser at all. It's not you can't be poded, basically. You can't be poded a real Maaser, Maaser Daraisa. This is Rabbanan. So because why? Because it's because Minat Torah is basically Chulin. It's mixed up with Chulin. So Vedesi Maiser Dislay, Vinitstarfu, the Raisa Rabon, Lamistarfi. Rashi in the first of the wide lines of Rashi, Litvos Pruta Zubakdushas Maiser, Sham Ma'ura of Minatora, Batal Barov. If it's mixed up with the Sivach Rab Mahatos, there's a possible Rabbanu de Amro, Hechdeshal Matiran, where there's a Maiser, Lo Lifto, right? If it's Dovshash Midlo Lifto, Hilkach Enis or Maiser Zelm Rabbanan, Hilkach Enis Starfim Zelitvos Pidono, Nimsa Shava Pruta, Nimsa Shava Chatsi Pruta, Shavi, Nochol below Chilo. So if you bring, if you bring some more to be mitzar for tacharputa, it's not mechulal because you can't be part of this together with that. So hilchach, Rashi says, and mitzar in the shava chasi pruta shehevi that you bring real meiser is eating without chil. Avodachiskia mos rishonas prinit pasu. In other words, if you according to Chiskia says you could take this. This less than a shava pruta worth of grain and be poted on something that you gave yesterday on a coin you gave yesterday. That was good what you gave yesterday. That's okay. It's got a little bit extra in there. There's enough extra money in there to cover these, this less than a chatzi shava pruta worth of grain also. But if you want to take now a chatzi shava pruta of this mixture and mix it up with a chatzi shava pruta of other grain, that doesn't work. You can't mix. You can't be poda. You can't be part of the Raisa and the Rabbanan together, and therefore the stuff that you gave that's the Raisa is not Nifta. You're eating it without being poda. You can't do that. The whole idea is you're poda on a coin. You take the coin to your shalim and buy food there, and then the grain you had in Tel Aviv or Haifa, you can eat that plain. Here you'll come out that it wasn't a good redemption, and you're eating the Maaser Sheni in Tel Aviv without being poda. Venesi Demai, okay. What's your problem? It's the rice and drabonin. This mixture is only drabonin because mid a rice, it's batal barov. So bring some other drabonin. Bring demai. What's demai? Demai is if you get if you buy grain from an amaretz, even though most of them give trumas and maisers, truma they give because it's a small amount anyway. Truma you can give any amount. Maiser is 10%. Maybe they're cheap and they don't want to give maiser. So there's a rule that demai, it's a rabbani, even though most amaratzim do give meiser, you should give meiser again if you buy demai, if you buy tvua, you buy produce from an amaratz, because possibly he didn't give. So tzichiv is only drabbani, because mitaraisa, most of them give. So bring demai, that's also a drabbani, and mitzaref that with this drabbani. Says the muscle of suya body, because maybe, right, that's you could do that, but we're afraid you won't find demai, maybe you'll bring regular stuff, and you'll wind up eating Maaser Sheni produce in Tel Aviv without being poted. Benesi shtei putos, okay. So bring two putos worth of grain. Benachal alayo Maaser bepruta o machza. And the real Maaser that you have to bring, you do on one and a half of the putos. Benachal alhay alhayach yisera. And then the mixture, which has less than a shava pruta of Maaser Sheni, will go on the other half pruta. How do you know that the pruto machza of real meiser sheni that's not mixed up, that's tofes two prutas? Who says that doesn't hold on to two prutas, meaning it doesn't take effect on two prutas? Lo pruta tufs of a pruta, the pruta can, the one pruta's worth of grain will hold on, one pruta will redeem one pruta's worth of grain. The chatsi pruta lo tafsa, the half pruta of other grain will not work at all. Will not redeem that half pruta. So hadar havile de rice and rabbanan. So what have you left? You're trying to mix a pruta, the half pruta's worth of grain of mixture that's mixed up with the regular half pruta of grain of meiser. So again, you have meiser de rabbanan de rice, de rabbanan de rice, lo mitzarfi, and the nicey iser. So why don't you bring a large coin, the nicey iser? Says the muscle of the prutas. Why don't you bring these? So you say you have two prutos. We have two prutos, and you want to be poda two prutos worth of grain on these two prutas. And of these two prutos of grain, one and a half is real meiser. That's what you have. That you haven't been better, because we're faced with a situation where you have a half of prutas worth of grain, which is tame and is mixed up. So what do you, how do you get out of that? Chizkiah has a solution, but we're saying that there is another solution, right? We're trying to prove that Chizkiah's solution is no solution, because why don't you do it? Why don't you do Chizkiah's way? So the answer is, well, it's speaking that you don't have a previous coin. So bring other Meister and do it together now. You can't do it the Reis and Rabbanan. Bring Demai. We're afraid you won't bring Demai. We're afraid you'll bring regular stuff. So why don't you take regular stuff, 1.5 prutas worth, and be part of that on 2 prutas, and the other extra half of pruta will work on the chatzi pruta of that's tamei and that's mixed up. We'll work on that, and that's how you'll solve it. The answer is no, it doesn't work that way. That the one pruta will redeem one pruta's worth of grain, and the other pruta will not work. It does low pruta tafsa pruta, but chatzi pruta low tafsa. The half pruta of grain will not hold on, will not grab, will not be redeemed on the other pruta. It doesn't work half pruta. Rashi says, wait a minute, so how did it work before with Chizkiah? The answer is there, you gave one big coin for everything. So there it grabbed on. But if you have two coins, so each coin is going to only take what it can take. The chatzi, one pruta's worth of grain will be redeemed by one pruta of a real pruta of coin. And the other half pruta of grain will not work. So what are you going to say? How will it work? It'll only work if you take the two half prutas together, the half pruta of real miser and the half pruta of tamei miser, which is mixed up. And then you have a dry sudarbana, dry sudarbana, lemon starfi. Why don't you bring an iser? And then you have one big coin, then you won't have a problem with two half prutas. The Muslim, because we're afraid maybe you'll bring two prutas. Right? So all that is, it seems like a dochic answer to push off we're trying to prove against Chizkiah. If Chizkiah is a real solution, why don't you reuse Chizkiah's solution? Because we're talking about a case where you don't have you didn't give some yesterday. Chizkiah's solution is that if you have a half a pruta's worth of grain and you can't take it to Yerushalayim, for whatever reason, you can't take Yerushalayim, or you can't eat Yerushalayim because it's Tameh. So what could you do? You can't be part of, say, half a pruta. You could include it in a coin that you gave yesterday. But you can't include it in two half little frutas right now because it's not going to work. If you include it with other grain, that's the rice and drabana. The rice and drabana don't mix together. So now the Gemara says, okay, what was that second case? He said that which mice is shani has to be buttable row, either if it's less than a half a pruta, it's less than a pruta rather, and therefore you can't be part on its own. Therefore, and if it got mixed up with other stuff, it's buttable row. Why isn't there a heta? We said, isn't a double shesha material? You can't take your slime because it's tummy. And you can't be poted because less than half a pruta, so you can include it on yesterday's, right? But he says, what other thing we're talking about? Bottle shenichs shalayim yosef. Went into shalayim. You took the food shalayim and came out. Vamai let her benasa take a pek in shalayim and eat it. And what's the problem over here? If it went into shalayim and it came out, so it's bottle row. Why? Vamai. Why do you say if it's shenichs shalayim yosef, it's bottle row? That's the only solution. Take a pek in shalayim. It became tummy. So you can't eat it anymore. It became tamei, you can't eat it. So you say, what's the solution? The solution is, if it's batel barov, then it's okay. Vinificate, so why can't you be potent now? So how do you meiser sheni? You can be potent even in Yerushalayim. Meiser sheni, which is Torah, you can't be potent in Yerushalayim. Don't be potent in Tel Aviv, I mean outside of Yerushalayim, maybe remote, I don't know what you consider outside of Yerushalayim, but you could be potent only outside of Yerushalayim. But tamei, you can be potent in Yerushalayim, shenemar. How do you know? Kilosuchel say, so you can't carry it. Now, says really means achila shenema, ba'isa masos me'is panav. He took food. So the point is, you see over here that if you can't eat it, meaning why you can't eat it, because it's tamei, right? And you could still be potent there. It says no. So what's the problem? Why can't you take it back to Shalim? Ela b'lakuach b'kesef b'ashem. I'm not talking about real ma'isa sheni food that became tamei. We're talking about something that was bought with kesef ma'isa sheni, meaning you were potent the food in Tel Aviv for this money. And then you bought some food in your shalayim with this, and it became tummy then. But lekuk because of ma'aser sheni. Lekuk ma'aser sheni namlif. Why can't you be potent this time? Lekuk because of ma'aser sheni shenitma yifta. You can be potent, so you can still be potent. What's your problem? Why do you say over here that he has to be? It's batel barov. It's a solution. You can be potent, and we never say batel barov if it's davar shleishim material. He answers Rabbi Yehuda damar yikaver. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a lekuk because of ma'aser sheni became tummy. You can't be potent. You have to bury it. There's nothing you can do with it. If it's Rabbi Yehuda, why do you talk about it? If it left Yerushalayim, it says, what was the case? Shenichnas Yerushalayim v'yatzah. Why does it have to go out? Didn't have to go out. You don't need the epsilon. Afilo yatzah nami has to be buried. Elo la olam b'tar. We're talking about really Maisa Sheni food, which was Torah. Umay Yotza, what does it mean, Yotza? The Nuffel Mechitzos. You took it into Yerushalayim to eat, right? You have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Then the walls of Yerushalayim fell down. When the walls fell down, you can't eat it anymore, right? I've Amarava. So that's the problem over here. So the only thing you could say is batal. It's batal barov. So it's batal and chul. You could eat it that way. I've Amarava Mechitza Lechol Daraisa. Mina Torah, you need a Mechitza in order to eat it in Yerushalayim. You can't eat Yerushalayim. You can't eat Maisa Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. It has to be within the walls of Yerushalayim. Mechitzas liklo, but that the mechitzas to be kolit, meaning to absorb it, like to intercept it, right? To absorb it, that you can't take it back out. That's only drabana. So maybe mechitzas, or maybe that's what Rava said, that mechitza that you can eat Yerushalayim, you can only eat in Yerushalayim if there's mechitza Yerushalayim. But this, that if it came to Yerushalayim, you can't take it out. That's only a drabana. So maybe you'll say, maybe the Rabbanon goes, when the mechitzas are there. If the mechitzas are there, then you can't take it out. But maybe if the mechitzas are not there, maybe they weren't gozer. The answer is no. There's no mechitzas, and that's why it's shiatza. In other words, shiatza means that the walls fell down. It came into Shalim. Why can't you be poted? You can't be poted because there's no walls in your Shalim anymore, right? Once it's, you can't, the opponent, because of Rabban and Kiesel and Chitzes, the Rabban and Xera,
they're there when the walls fall.
Right, when the walls fall. It's only in that case. Listen, how regular is the case where you have a half a pruta worth of grain to be poted? That's our issue. Is mostly a theoretical issue.
It's not considered Yerushalayim, right.
It still maybe has Kedusha Yerushalayim, but it's not Kedusha Yerushalayim that you can eat Maaser Sheni. Maaser Sheni has to be eaten within the walls of Yerushalayim. And the rabbi said, not only it has to be eaten, but once it came into the walls of Yerushalayim, you can't take it out. So here it came into the walls of Yerushalayim, and even if the walls aren't here anymore, you still can't take it out. That's what the Gemara said. Now that's all, this is all based on the kasha we had on Chizkiya. If Chizkiya is really right, why can't you use Chizkiya's solution in this case? Why do you say that Maaser Sheni is batal barov? There's always a solution. Take it to Shalim. Well, you can't take Shalim, it's tamei. Okay. Solution to be poted. Why can't? Oh, because it's less than a Sheva Pruta. Ah, but Chizkiya's solution says even it's less than a Sheva Pruta. Why don't you use Chizkiya? So the answer is, okay, you didn't have a previous coin to do it. And all these other machinations that we're trying to figure out, why can't you do it this way? That doesn't work. This doesn't work. And then you said, Shnuch Shalim Biyotza. Okay. Now, we said, what kind of Maaser Sheni is bottle? So the Bryce, we explained that Maaser Sheni is bottle. Maaser Sheni that doesn't have a Sheva Pruti, that you can't be poda, and therefore it's bottle barov because there's no other solution. It's tame, you can't eat it, and you can't take it to Shalim, eat it, and you can't, or it was too far away, whatever, you can't take it to Shalim, and why can't you be poda? Because less than a Pruta. Then he said another case where we just explained this way. Rav Huna, now the Gemara explains, Rav Huna says that's all one big case. Rav Huna says not a kashal. Rav Huna bar Yudah Amar, Rav Sheish is Chorek Tani. That's one, it's not two cases, it's one case. Maaser Sheni she'ein bo sheva pruta, she'nichnas v'shalayim v'yotza. That's the case over here. And Rashi explains, Chorek Tani, a little bit lower down where it says Vayikra Chav Zayin there in between the Gemara and Rashi. Chorek Tani, ein bo sheva pruta she'nichnas v'shalayim v'yotza. The klitas mechitzas ma'keves melchalo oed almost. You can't, you know what, since it's in Yerushalayim, you can't be poted anymore. Because you want to know, according to Chizkiya, you should be able to be poted in the coin that you gave yesterday, the bigger coin you gave yesterday. No, once it came into Yerushalayim, you can't take it out anymore. So the Gemara says, okay, wait a minute. Once it came to Yerushalayim and went out, you can't be poted anymore because the mechitzas were collated. So the Gemara says to the same kasha it had before. So back in the Gemara, Yerushalayim Yatsa, Amai, why can't you be part of it? Take it back in. So take it back in and eat it. You can eat it there, right? If it's bottle. The Nuf of Mechitzas, the walls fell down. Venifer can't be poted. Again, so be poted now. Once it came into Shalim, you can't be poted anymore. That's only Drabonim. Mechitzas Rabonim. Maybe the Rabbanon goes, Kiyas Mechitzas and Mechitzas are there. Kiyas Mechitzas goes Rabbanon again. So the Gemara says, no, low polygraph on it. Rabbanon didn't make a difference between if the Mechitzas are there now or not. Once you came into the Mechitzas, you can't be poted anymore. In other words, the Kashua is, according to Chizkiya, you should be able to be poted yesterday. So yes, you can't be poted anymore. because it came into Yerushalayim, and you can't eat it because there's no mechitzos there. So even without saying that it's tamei, he's just saying ma'aser sheni shein bo shava pruta, and they came into Yerushalayim yatsa. You don't have to talk about tum at all. You can't be potent because there's no walls there, and you can't eat it in Yerushalayim because there's no mechitzos, and you can't be potent because it came in when there were mechitzos. Therefore, there's no other solution. Why talk about Shabbuta? Even if it was worth a lot, even if you had a lot there, you had $10 worth of Ma'aser Sheni. If it came into Shalayim and then the walls fell down, you can't be potent anymore because it came in when there were walls, and you can't eat it because there's no wall. So even if there was a lot, why talk about it? And you know, Shabbuta says, "Lo mi boy kamer, lo mi boy yeshbo." Certainly, if there's more than Shabbuta, the kotel and mechitzas, the mechitzas absorbed it, meaning they received it, and you cannot be potent anymore. But if there's no shavuputa, maybe the mechitzos are not called if it's such a small amount. We say the same thing either way. Where do we get this idea that you can't be potent less than a shavuputa's worth of ma'aser sheni? You know, why not? You know, what's the difference? The answer is based on a pasuk. And go ye go, if you will certainly redeem it, ish mi maser from his ma'aser, mi masro, lo ko masro, only all of it. The Rabbanah learn out that not all Meister can be redeemed. Generally, you can. You have food in Haifa, Tel Aviv, Ashkelon, whatever, and you want to eat it in your Shalim's Meister Shani. You could be part of money. Bring the money to your Shalim and buy animals, buy food. You can only buy food with it in your Shalim, or even for other people to buy food there, as we've learned. But not all Meister, if it's less than Shavuot, you can't be part of it. Igmar. Rami, Omar, Ain. But when we say over here that there's no Shavuot, what have we learned? We've learned that when you're podi your ma'aser sheni on the see, if the best solution is if you grow some crops, Kurt's growing some lemons, and he wants to take ma'aser sheni, take him to the kotel, take him to inside there, you're tar, you can eat it. You know, assuming we're tar, we can eat it, right? But if that's the best one, just take the food there. But if you can't, it's a big schlep, you're coming from Tel Aviv, you got a lot of stuff, so you're part of the money. When you're part of the money, you got to add on a chomish. A chomish means a fifth, right? But as we explained, there's always the issue, is it 25% or is it 20% of the basic, of the carrot, of the principle? But the first question is, when we say it doesn't have a shavaputa, we say if it's less than a shavaputa, you can't be potent. Less than a shavaputa of the item itself, or the chomish, the fifth that you're adding on, that's less than a shavaputa. So which one is it? So the Gemara brings different opinions. Itmar, Rav Ami Omer, Ein Bo. That there's no, when we talk about that you can't be part of it's less than shavuputa, the item itself, the grains themselves don't have a shavuputa. Vasyam no ein b'chomsho, that the extra, the fifth, there's no shavuputa there. You understand? Meaning you could have, let's say if you have four prutos worth of grain. So what would be the chomish? As we'll see, it's 25%, right? It's 25%. So now, then it's okay. The chomish is a shavaputa. But let's say you have three prutas worth of grain. So the 25% of that is less than a pruta. 25% of three prutos is less than a shavaputa. So that means then you can't be potent. Rav Ami says if the item itself, the grains themselves don't have a shavaputa, that's when you can't do it. Rav Asi Amar no. The grains themselves could be a shavuot. It could be three prutas, three and a half prutas, but the 25% doesn't come to the chomish. The 25% is not a shavuot. That's where you can't be potent. Combine what? No, the issue is when we're looking at it, when you look at it and you say you can't be potent, you can't be potent meiser if it's less than a shavuot. Is it the meiser you're looking at or is it the 25%? Not the whole amount. You combine that. That's the, oh, you say, why don't you add them up together and say 20%? Because there's, right, you could say that, but the Gemara doesn't offer that. In other words, how do you learn the Meiser? Is the Meiser talking about the Meiser or the 25%? We'll see the 25%, we'll see on tomorrow's daf, that's not really Ma'akiv. Right, it's not Ma'akiv, you can still eat it anyway. So maybe, but you have a good point. Why don't you add them up together? The Gemara doesn't offer that solution. And it's, you know, why not? But, right? Right, the Gemara doesn't offer that solution. Looking at Tosfos, asks that kasha. Yeah, most of chumash. Okay, he doesn't. It's good. It's a good point, but they don't learn it that way. You know, that's it's a question of how you dash from the pasuk. It says, "Me ma'aser v'lo kol ma'aser." Are you looking at the ma'aser? Are you looking at the chumash? Ein b'chomsho. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. So Rashi says over here. Let's just see Rashi. Make sure that we're learning this correctly. Amar ein b'chomsho. Vasi Amar ein b'chomsho shava pruta. Shininu the la bagulu ad shiebo shava arba prutos. In other words, it's mashma. I think you're, it's a good question, but the Gemara doesn't learn it that way. So honestly, maybe Rav Asi meant ein b'chom show 20 ein b'chom show. The chomish itself is got to be 20. It's, the chomish itself has to be worth the show according to Rav Asi. That should have be a shava pruta. In other words, it has to be roy. When we say over here, ma'aser, it's got to be roy that the chomish should be a shava pruta. Rabbi Yochanan Amar ein bo. Rabbi Yochanan goes like Rav Ami ein bo. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rish Lakish goes like Rav Asi, right? Ein b'chomsho that the extra fifth doesn't have a shava pruta, and that's apparently the halacha, which means that if it's anywhere up below four prutas, if the grains themselves are less than four prutas, you can't be prodit because the chomish would not be a pruta. Meisvei, ma'aser shein shein bo shava pruta. It's enough to say who v'chom show mechulal amos rishonos. That should be like Chizkia. Like Chizkia said that it's enough. If it, Ma'aser Sheni that doesn't have a shava pruta, it's enough if you say it and its chomish should be mechulal, should be redeemed on the money that I gave yesterday, where I gave a little bit extra. Remember when I was poti yesterday? So I gave a little bit extra on that. That's Chizkia's halacha. So Bishlam Manda Amar ain't b'chom show. If you say b'chom show, Anitani Dayo, it's enough. It's enough for that. The chomish is not there. In b'chomsho, I knew the tani dayo. The afgav to be day yesterday. Even though the grains themselves have a shava pruta, even the b'chomsho lech, since the chomish, the extra fifth does not have a shava pruta. Shapir, it's good enough. Even though the chomish doesn't have elamandam or ain bo, it means ain bo shava with the my dayo. My name dayo. The dayo is next. Is it seems extra. Rashi says my dayo. A few lines from the bottom page. My rabu said it's chomish say dayo. Let's say arehu b'chomish. Just say it's chomish. What do you mean dayo? And so if you say that, like the shita that the chomish has to have as a shava pruta, you could say even though it has, it's enough if the you do it this way. But if you're talking about the ein bo shava pruta, what's the dayo? The dayo doesn't make so much sense. Kasha, it's not a real strong kasha. It's not a tufta on the other shita, but it's a kasha. It seems to indicate that the chomish is the item that doesn't have a shava pruta, even though the grains themselves have a shava pruta up to four prutas. Once it's four prutas, then the chomish is also automatically has a shava pruta. Now we get to another question. The basic question is, when you talk about 25, the chomish, the fifth, is that milagavitz from the inner amount? In other words, from the principal? So a fifth of 20 would be four, you need 24. Or is it a fifth on the outside from the outer amount, meaning the fifth is included? Boy, the chomish milagav is on the inner amount, or chomish milabar. Amar Ravina, we're going to prove it from this case. Tashma. Abala Momer, the person, we're talking about a case where you were makdish, let's say your field, now you want to be poted. So the owner, Abala Momer, he wants to be poted for 20. B'cholaram b'esrim, and everybody, and somebody else wants to be poted for 20 also. But the balam, as just like by Ma'aser Sheni, when it comes to be mocked or something, you want to be potev, it's your own, you have to add on chomish. Somebody else doesn't have to. So let's say the owner says, I'll be potev for 20, and an outsider also says, I'll be potev for 20. Well, Hektish is better off if who's potev? The owner, because he's got to add on a chomish, right? So that's a balam kovim, they should most sifin chomish, because he adds on a fifth. Omer echad arei alai besmer, let's say an outsider says, I'll give 21, right? Whereas the Balaam, Nosen, he has to give Balaam Nosen then Esrim B'sheish. Why Esrim B'sheish? Because he says he has to match the 21 that the other guy gave, but he has to add on the five that his chomish. So right away you see from over here, Esrim B'sheish, what is it telling me? That the chomish is what? Milabar on the outside, on the outer amount, meaning, because he's giving, if you say 20, you have to give 25, that shows that the fifth means a fifth of the total, not a fifth of the principal. That would only be 24. So over here, he tells you that, by the way, if the owner is willing to give 20 and an outsider is going to give 21, the owner must give 26. Why? Because he has to match the other guys, plus he has to give the five that he would give on his 20. Similar goes in this case. Esther Meshem, let's say the outsider says 22, about Nosem Esther Meshem. Each time, he has to match the outsiders, plus he has to add his five. Why his five? His five is only on the original 20. Abal nosnim esim b'sheva. Besim b'sholish, if the outsider says 23, abal nosnim esim b'shmona. Besim ba'arva, if the outsider says 24, abal nosnim esim b'tesha. He has to give 29. If the outsider is willing to give 25, Abam Nosim Shloshim. Gemara over there explains that the Baal really is giving a little bit more than 20. That's otherwise he could say, listen, he's giving 25, I'm giving 25, let him give it. Right? So Baal, you know, either way they could say answer the Baal here has to give 30. You don't give the extra chomesh on this guy's increased amount, on the outsider's increased amount over and above his 20. So, but what do you see though? You see that if he's giving 20, the owner's giving 20 and the outsider's giving 20, right? So the owner has to give 25. Well, if the owner has to give 25, it's not 24, right? A fifth of 20 would be 4. So it totally would be 24. The fact that he's give 25 shows that the fifth means from the outside amount, from the outer amount, the total amount, he's giving one fifth. So one fifth really means 25%, not 20%. Shema mina chom shemul abar. You see shema mina. You see that chomish means from the outer amount. Get to noi. Truly machlokas. Says biyosef chamishi so alav. We talk about adding on a fifth, right? Rashi says, which case is this speaking about? You have to add the pasuk again. We were talking about when you add on your poti, you have to add on a fifth. Shehu b'chom shel chamisha divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Says it and its fifth comes out to five. In other words, that with the it's five with the fifth, including the fifth. That means it's milabar, as Rashi says. Hu b'chom shel haynu chomish milabar shu revi'a shel karen. It's a quarter of the principal. But when it's added on together, it's a fifth of the total. That's Rabbi Yoshi's opinion. That's how we paskin, right? Rabbi Yonasan Machamish says, "Of kum shel shalchar." No, it's a fifth of the principal, which is 20%. So that would be a case if your principal is 20. Do you give 24? That would be if it's milagav. You're giving from the inner amount, 20% of the 20, or is it 20% of the total? And that would be 25, because when you have 25, 20% of the total is really 25%. It's really 25%. I mean, it's not 20%. It's 20% of the total, which is 25% of the principal, right? 25% of the principal. The principal is 20. The 25%, when we say chomish, we mean a fifth of the total, which is really 25% of the principal amount. Okay, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, let's say I didn't give the 25%. I have to add on a fifth, right? Which we said is 25% of the principal. If I didn't give it, can I still eat the food or not? Dal b'dal partiu, you say it's really redeemed for 20. Right? I didn't add on the 25%. So do you say the basic amount is redeemed? The basic amount is redeemed and bach nafshei most of chomish, and by itself, the extra 25% is a separate item. You're mechuyif to give it, but if you didn't give it, it's still nifteh. So if you eat this, if you eat these grains in Tel Aviv after your potu without adding on the fifth, you're okay. Al mechomish l'makav odilma, no. Arba v'chamisha parik, no. You're taking four for five. And as you include including the fifth, you need all of that to be potu. Mechomish makav, it is indispensable. Am ravina toshma, hadamai ein lechomish. Demai, which you only have to give Maaser on midrabbanan. So there's no rule. You don't have to get down to 25%. Ein lo bia, there's also no rule. You have to get rid of it all in the third year of Shemitah. Karen yeshlo, but it's mashma. You have to give the principal. My time at Karen. Why do you have to give Karen? Why do you have to give Maaser and not the chomish? Why my time at Karen? The makam raisa Karen, which is makam. It's indispensable if you didn't give trumas, if you didn't give Maaser on the principal amount. That's mina Torah. So isa b'rabbanon that by demai, which is only drabbanon, we apply it there too. Chomish de lo makav b'raisa, chomish which is not makav mina Torah, less b'rabbanon. So here you see a proof that the chomish is not ma'akib. Yes, you have to give it. You have to give him. We said it's 25%. That's how we said the proof is it's 25% of the principal, and you must give it. But if you didn't give it, you could still eat the fruits. You're not over on eating produce that wasn't the truma was not taken from them. Let's say you gave the Karen, you redeemed it for the principal amount, but you didn't add on the 25%. Rabbi Elazar Amar Yochel, you could eat it anyway. Rabbi Shimon Amar Lo Yochel. So that's the machlokas over here. Can you eat it or not if you didn't give the chomish? And Amar Rebbe said, near and dear, Blazer b'Shabbos. I agree with Rebbe Blazer on Shabbos, because again, on Shabbos, we're making when it comes to taking trumas and maisers for kavod Shabbos, but still, you should have done it before. So I agree with Rebbe Blazer on Shabbos that you could eat it anyway. And I agree with Rebbe Shua during the weekdays that you shouldn't eat it if you haven't given the 25%. The extra amount. Midomer near and the Rebbe Blazer b'Shabbos. Mechlal de pligefi l'b'chol. It's mashly argue even during the weekdays. Because I agree with one on Shabbos, agree with the other and not on Shabbos. The fact is, it means that they argue at all times. My love, boss, for a commitment, the machlokas. Reb Lezer Sover, Chomish Lo Ma'akav. Lezer says it's not Ma'akav. That's why on Shabbos you can eat it, even if you didn't give, if you were poed it, but you didn't give the extra Chomish. Reb Yeshua Sover, Chomish is Ma'akav. And therefore he says that you can't eat it if you haven't given, even on Shabbos, if you haven't given the Chomish. So the Chari, that's the machlokas here, machlokas between Reb Lezer and Yeshua. Amar Chomish Lo Ma'akav. Everybody agrees that Chomish is not Ma'akav, like the proof that we brought before. Like, but from Demai, that Chomish is really not Ma'akev. In other words, you say you have to give it. It's a mitzvah to give it. But if you didn't give it, you could, the food is still considered redeemed. The halacha b'cheshim shuah significant machlokas is we're afraid that if you say you can eat it without giving the Chomish, you might forget about giving the Chomish. And I was by being strict and saying, no, you better give the Chomish, and if you don't give it, you shouldn't eat it. Why do we say that? Because we're afraid if you eat it now without giving the Chomish, you'll forget about it. Marsa b'chashim shuusa, right? Rabbi Shua says you're worried about pshisa, you can't eat it, right? Rabbi Shua says you can't, you may not eat it. Rabbi Shua says you shouldn't eat it. Marsa b'chashim shuusa. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. How come motor by hegdish? Everybody's motor by hegdish. Shafil hol the gizbar and togun also. Everybody's motor by hegdish. Since there, if we're talking about the act, if you're pulling something from hegdish, the gizbar, the treasure of hegdish, will be tova you in the shuk, and you don't have to worry about it there. All right, we'll pick it up from here tomorrow, from this place on Rabbi Yochanan. We'll pick it up from that line there, halfway down the page in Ritz Hashem, because we have to get to tomorrow's Mishnah on Nun Hey Amal, on Yom Tov Saf, to get it there. So we'll pick it up mid-daf to mid-daf. Have a good day, everybody. A good Erev Pesach.
A good Erev, for you, Zarek.